This is episode 2187 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. And as a little gift to help you launch into your new year, I'm including the very first episode of this series from the Sipinome Meditation app that is the sponsor of this podcast. And it is my app where you can find more than 2,000 30-minute guided meditations. Now, you don't have to meditate for the full 30 minutes. You can stop at any point. I always start you off with some inspiration, followed by a full body guided relaxation, and then you do the day's technique. For today, it's a visualization technique as you get ready and set yourself up for this week's theme to tame bad moods and tame those negative thoughts. You may stop right after the full guided body relaxation, or you can continue along with the day's technique. For today, that is a visualization you'll be guided through to set you up for the whole week as you release and tame those bad moods and negative thoughts. So on the app, you can go at your own pace and you can do the full 30 minutes, or you can stop at any point you want. I'm offering the app for a full week, 7 days, a complete meditation series, absolutely free, so you can try it out. And you're receiving a sample of the meditations I share on the app right here today. So happy new year and enjoy today's guided meditation. Remember, go at your own pace, stop at whatever point you want, and happy meditating. I'm honored to share with you a very special series this week. This is a series that has you taming negative thoughts. And this is part of a collection of meditation series that has to do with a brand new beginning. So whether you're beginning a brand new year, maybe you've moved and you're beginning a new life somewhere else. Maybe you recently got married or had a child, or maybe you lost a loved one. These are times when we start anew. These are times when we have the chance to define ourselves in a new way, because your life may have changed to such an extent that you no longer identify with a particular aspect of your life, or you've added on to and enhanced your life in some way. So as you get ready to do this week's meditation series, consider your thoughts. Your thoughts define who you are, how you live your life, and the quality of your life. So you are going to be guided to tame negative thoughts this week, and this is going to help you create the change you want to make in your life, whether it's a brand new start or a loss that has changed your life significantly. As you go through this week's series, you have some tools to support you along the way. The first tool is your journal. This is where you will find a daily reflection question. These questions are customized to go right along with the meditation series. You can take a look at each day's reflection question and write it down in your own journal. Or you could take a look at the day's reflection question, maybe as you start your day or as you end your day. The questions are going to take you more deeply into this week's theme of taming negative thoughts. Now, you also have a slowdown guide. On your slowdown guide, you'll find all the techniques for the week, and you will find that there is an herb. Herbs can benefit you, as do meditation techniques. So you might have some fun with your series this week and explore the herb yerba mate. Yerba mate may be your answer to a coffee replacement. This is the national herb or national drink of Argentina. It's also sipped in Brazil and other South American countries. It's noted to provide a natural energy boost, and you need some natural energy as you embark on a brand new journey. Sip it in the afternoon for a midday pick-me-up, or anytime you want. As with any herb, you want to check with your physician first, especially if you take other medications or you are pregnant or nursing. You will find as well on your slowdown guide that you have a yoga asana. This is a yoga pose that you can do before you sit down to meditate each day, or you can incorporate this pose into your own yoga sequence. I like to do that. I incorporate the new week's yoga pose and emphasize it in my own yoga sequence. I make sure that I do it every day. This helps me to really get to know a yoga pose. And it's fun to focus on a new pose each week. You will find another item on your slowdown guide, along with all the week's techniques, a quest. This is a daily challenge that I encourage you to take part in. Do it daily. Your challenge, as you tame your negative thoughts, is to go on a positivity quest. Commit to feeling positive within yourself, regardless of external sensations or circumstances. So this is an important goal, because when you begin to focus on an internal joy, you're able to uplift your feelings regardless of whatever's going on around you, outside of you, where you have no control. Control your internal experiences. The external experiences you have will come and go. Every day it's different. Just like every day you sit down to meditate is a different experience. Outside events happen constantly, but how you feel within yourself is something you can manage. You have control over the direction in which your thoughts take you. And science shows that negative thoughts are simply a habit. So you can change your negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Even if something difficult is happening in your life, you can still think about something good happening in your life, or something that might even be good about the difficult experience you might be going through. Maybe you're learning, maybe you are developing yourself in a unique way because of your trials. So now you have your journal, you have your slowdown guide with your herb and your yoga pose, as well as all the other techniques on the guide. You also have your week's quest, your positivity quest. So now, settle yourself down and let's meditate. Close your eyes and lift them gently upward to the point between your eyebrows, which is referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Sit up straight. You may be seated in a chair. In that case, make sure your feet are firmly planted on the ground. If they're not, you might want to use a pillow or two to make sure that your feet are nicely grounded. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and relax your chest. Relax your arms and relax your hands in your lap. Relax your stomach, letting it soften. Relax your hips and feel yourself grounded right where you are. Soften your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Very nice. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Notice where you hold any remaining tightness or tension. See if you can release that tension. Very nice. With each inhale, draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows. Very nice. Now bring to mind the kind of negative thoughts you tend to run through your head. Reflect on the mood they contribute to when you think of these negative thoughts. Do you feel restless or angry? Or maybe you feel grief. Reflect on a time when you felt low emotionally, fatigued, in despair, or in grief. And recall a time when you experienced one of these emotions, when your positive thoughts uplifted you and brought you have a slump. What thoughts were you thinking? What ultimately pulled you into a more positive perspective? Now continue the kind of positivity you need so badly in your life right now. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, where you're not thinking anything at all. You're simply allowing yourself to be. Continue meditating as you begin a brand new start. You are so worth slowing down for.